Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Sister Simpson and Widow Abernathy were told by fortune teller Abner that Lum was about to propose to them, they both started making a strong play for him. Then the whole town started advising Lum which of the women he should choose for his mate, and out of that came co-chairman Abner's big war bond contest to determine the leading contender for Lum's hand. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the John Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears has just entered.
Now, come in, Grandpap.
Yeah, here, Abner. You better take this money and put it in your cash drawer.
Lord me, have you taken in that much already?
Oh, yeah, I ain't got room to keep it out there in that war bond stand.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, I'm feared I'll lose some of it, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Well, here, then. I'll put it away in a safe place.
Yeah, you better take care of that. Give her mint money.
Yeah, I don't... Well, you ought to keep some of it out there to make change with, though.
Well, I got enough for that, I think.
Awful. Now, who's ahead now, Grandpap? Is Sister Simpson still leading?
No, the widder passed her up.
She did?
Yeah, got about 3 votes lead on Sister Simpson now.
I know the folks have sure taken to this idea of mine.
Oh, there's a good one.
Yes, sir. I all expected that I was a little bit of a genius. Now I know I am. Good
well,
for me. Hooray.
I don't know about that so much. There's one question I want to ask you, Abner.
Yeah, sure, sir.
Is it all right for a body to vote more than one time?
Vote more than one?
Yeah.
Why, sure. Just as long as they buy a bond, why, they get a vote for every bond they buy. That's the best part of this whole idea.
Oh, I see. Well, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
That little Ronald Abernathy's come in and bought himself 5 bonds.
He has.
And voted for his mama every time.
Well, natural. And I'll tell you that widder will keep sending him in, too, as long as her money holds out. She'll do anything to get herself a man, Grandpa.
Oh, yes, she would. You know, Abner, I've heard some awful peculiar ways of fellers getting wise, but this is the first time I ever heard of a whole town getting together and electing one for a
fella. Yeah, oh, this is a brand new idea. I bound you this will put us clean over the quarter, too.
Well, if it keeps up the way it started out, it ought to.
Oh,
no doubts about it.
No.
I can't understand why Lum don't like it better.
Well, you know Lum, Grandpap. If he don't study up an idea himself, why, he don't think it's any good.
Oh, he's stubborn-headed as a blue-nosed mule.
He's a good man, but he's stubborn.
Is he speaking to you yet?
Oh, no. Won't even look at me, hardly. See, he's hired Cedric for his private secretaries now, and whenever he's got something to say to me, why, he has Cedric tell it to me.
Oh, for the Lummy's sake.
Yeah, he'd love to throw this contest right out the window. And me with it, I reckon. But, of course, he don't dare to on account of he's afeard that folks will think he ain't patriotic.
Yet. Oh, you got him right where you want him. Got him over a barrel is what you got him. But I believe it's a good thing for him.
Good
it's time old Lum was settling down, getting married.
Why, sure it is.
Yeah, he's been a bachelor too long.
Yeah, too long.
He needs a family. That's what he needs.
Yeah.
Family's a great comfort to you in your old age. I know mine will be when I get old.
When you get old?
Yes, sir, a great comfort. Huh. And that's just what Lum needs.
Oh, yes, he does. Ain't no doubt about that. And whilst I wouldn't pick out neither Sister Simpson or the widder Abernathy for myself, I believe that either one of them will make old Lum a good woman. Leastways, they'll be just about as good as a feller Lum's age can expect to get.
Yeah, you're right there, Abner. Yeah. Lum ain't no spring chicken no more, you know. He can't be too choosy.
Oh, no, he can't, no.
Well, I better get back out there to the stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like Elvira Seastrunk's waiting to buy a bond out there.
Why, natural.
Yeah, that's her.
Well, she'll be back more than once, too. You just watch.
How you know she will?
Why, her and Sister Simpson is blood kin. They're relate.
Oh, that's right, sure.
Yeah, some sort of cousins. I don't know. Kissing cousins or something.
Well, I better get out there.
Yeah, well, I'll take over for you as quick as Lum gets back to the store. He's out making a survey of the payroll saving plan or something like that, he said. He says that's the only dignified way to sell bonds. Say, are you marking up the score on that big blackboard out there?
Yeah, I got Gomer Bates doing that for me.
Oh.
I think that was your phone ringing.
Yeah, I'll tend to it.
I'll see you later.
All right, Grandpap. Oh, that's just down the old pine tree. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. That's co-chairman Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, well, according to the latest figures, I just talked to Grandpappy Spears, Widder Abernathy is ahead now. Yes, Mom. Three votes, I believe it is. Uh-huh.
Come on, Cedric, I want to dictate some letters.
Yeah, just now.
Yes, Mom.
What's that?
Well, honey, Mr. Abner. Excuse me.
Why, sure, you can vote as many times as you want to, just so you buy a bond every time. Oh, yes, it'll be nice for Lon to get married and settle down.
Sit down there, Cedric.
Yeah.
Make a note to remind me to have that phone taken out of here, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, well, all right, Ms. Goshen. Oh, not at all, not at all. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, howdy, Lon. I said, howdy, Lon.
Cedric, will you inform Mr. Peabody that I'm busy and ain't got time to talk to Raff Riff?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Abner, Mr. Lom says to tell you that, that stuff he just said then.
Oh, he did, huh? Well, you tell Mr. Edder that Mr. Peabody says sassy press.
Yes, Mom. He says sassy press.
Cedric, you don't need to put so much feeling into your work.
No, Mom. Is there any answer?
No. From now on, we'll just ignore Mr. Peabody.
I'll ignore being ignored, too.
As far as we're concerned, Cedric, Mr. Peabody ain't here at all. He don't exist.
No, Mom.
All right, Cedric, sit down at the table there and take a letter.
Whereabouts shall I take it to?
You don't take it nowhere yet. I'm going to dictate it to you.
Oh. Well, I write down what you say, huh?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that letter when it's done.
Dear employees.
Well, that'd be something nice to read.
No, wait. Start it out this way.
All right.
An open letter to all working employees. Who it may concern.
Mom.
Hurry up, put that down. I'm going to send out a big batch of copies of this letter. I'll tell why folks ought to sign up with the payroll savings plan. And that's a lot more dignified way of selling bonds than some other ideas I've heard about.
Ain't it peculiar how jealous some fellas can get?
You got that down yet, Sidney?
Yes, Mom, I think so.
All right, I don't need to tell you how important it is for you to buy all the war bonds you can.
Smart.
You all know that the most you can lend is the least you can do as your part in this fight for freedom. But are you lending the most you can? Look yourself in the face and ask yourself that question.
Wait a minute, Mr. Lum. I don't quite get all that.
Oh, well. What part didn't you get?
Oh, got everything that comes after the first two words.
For goodness sake. Well, pay better attention this time.
Yes, Mom.
Let's see. Now, I forgot how I said it. I don't need to tell you how important it is for you to buy all the war bonds you can. You all know that the most parts you can lend is the least you can do as your... Abner, will you hash that up? I can't even think straight.
Huh?
I mean, Cedric, tell Mr. Peabody to cut out that singing. That's what it is.
I don't know how Mr. Edders can hear me singing when I ain't even here.
Ain't even here.
According to Mr. Edders, I don't exist. Them's his own words.
Well, them words still go, too. New paragraph, Cedric.
Mom.
End there. Lots of you fellas signed up with the payroll savings plan some time ago. But since then, you've got raises and there's less stuff to buy with your money. So why don't you go to your boss and tell him to start taking out a bigger share of your wages to be invested in war bonds?
Oh, they cut down.
Remember, us home fronters will have to do a lot, long way to match the sacrifices of our boys on the battlefront. So I say to you, Abner, if you don't stop that singing, I'm going to whop you.
That's going to be sort of hard to do, whopping a fella that ain't here.
New paragraph, Cedric.
Well, I ain't got that person yet.
Well, you can catch up later. I'll sort of think this out as I say it anyway.
Look how ready you
are. Let's see. Lots of you younger folks have just recently started to work and earn money. And the first thing you ought to do is sign up with the payroll savings plan. It's the only way to save money. And besides that, you'll be helping to keep down inflation and win the war.
I believe you ought to tell Mr. Edder that that was his ring.
Well, answer it, Abner, and cut out this nonsense.
I'd love to answer it the worst way, but I ain't here.
ain't here.
No, sir.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm so far away, I don't believe I even heard it ring.
That just beats the bugs of fighting. Wait a second, Cedric.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Do everything there is to be done around.
Hope you keep this up.
Hello, John. I'm down store and library. I'm Edwards talking.
So far away, I can't sleep out neither.
What's that? No, I don't know who's ahead in the contest, and what's more, I don't care. Goodbye.
Too bad I weren't here. I could have told him that the winner's ahead now.
All right, Cedric, where was I at now?
Well, I don't know where he's at, but I ain't got past the first three words yet.
Fine secretary, I guess. All right, we'll start all over again. Wage earners of Pine Ridge. I appeal to you as patriotic...
Well, hurry, Grandpap. Come in, come in.
Jiminy Hebner.
Huh?
Look what Ed Beckley sent over from the drugstore.
Ed Beckley?
Yeah, a pigeon-toed quart of ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yes, sir.
Well.
Yes, sir. He said it was for us war bond workers.
I dog is good for old Ed. I was just sitting here wishing for something like that. Here, give it to me, Grandpap, and I'll divide it up for her.
Just a minute there. I'll take that ice cream.
I'll
do the dividing.
Cedric,
look in that box back of the counter and get out about three spoons.
Three spoons? There's four of us here, Lom.
All I can count is three. Me and Grandpap and Cedric.
Well, what about me?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorrowful, Abner, but you ain't here. You said so yourself.
Three spoons, Cedric.